Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Welcome to The Preventable. With me today is like my partner in crime. I feel like I commiserate with you. I call you up and say, what have I gotten into? We've cried. We've laughed. We've had a lot of coffee. Sharon, CEO of Queen of Peace Center, welcome to The Preventable.
Thanks, Nicole.
We got this job at like the exact same time.
Yeah, like within a couple of weeks of each other.
And I remember looking at you at an event we had. We locked eyes and I was like, we got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had some pretty dynamo predecessors.
Absolutely.
Who had been in their respective positions for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very outspoken.
Mm-hmm. We have big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill, as everyone told us.
Oh, you have big shoes to fill.
No kidding. Thank you for saying it. And I feel, air high five, like we have done a pretty good job.
Absolutely.
We've survived a pandemic.
We have. At least this far into it.
Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah. With that kind of intro, yeah. Things are good. It's
3.5 years.
3.5 years since we've been in this role. And like you said, you know, it's important to have those relationships with your peers that you can commiserate with and bounce ideas off of and just have that great relationship.
So. For those people listening going, Queen of Peace Center, I feel like I've heard of that before, but I don't know. What is it? Give us the elevator speech.
Queen of Peace Center, we are one of the 8 federated agencies of Catholic Charities of St. Louis, and we provide substance use treatment services for women and their families. Our main focus is prevention, treatment, education, and housing. So we offer the full gamut of services for women in the St. Louis area with substance use disorders.
And you're distinct, right? Mm-hmm. I think that that's something we were just talking in the other room before we started recording about the things that make Queen of Peace Center different and in a real niche from some other treatment centers. Could you talk a little bit more about what makes Queen of Peace Center so distinct?
Sure. There's only about a dozen treatment centers in Missouri that focus on services for women and their families. And with that, we really focus on the unique needs of women that are in treatment. So we know that addiction for women is different and their treatment needs are different and what they need to focus on. So a lot of women are the caregivers of families and often have to make that really tough decision of, do I go into treatment or do I take care of my child? They may not have a safe person to watch their children while they're in treatment.
Right.
They may not have those resources available to them. So oftentimes they're really stuck trying to make that tough decision. And what our services provide is that whole continuum of care for the family. So not only are we providing treatment for the mom and for the woman that has the substance use disorder, but we're focusing on treatment for her children as well. So for our residential program, women that have children up to age 12 can come and stay with her in residential.
And which is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, so they don't have to worry. You know, if I'm in a residential program for a couple of weeks, who's going to watch my child for a couple of weeks? You know, I'm a mom, and I often wonder that. If I was in that situation, who would I have that could watch my children for a couple of weeks, and I would feel comfortable being apart from them during that amount of time? And then while the kids are in our services, then they can also access our on-site therapeutic child care services, where we really focus on any traumas that the children may have experienced while mom was using and any things that they may have seen or difficulty adjusting that they've been having while they're in treatment services with mom. So for the kids, we also provide therapy and community support to make sure that they have that full array of needs met as well.
So where sometimes moms do have partners and sometimes they don't. But so how does Queen of Peace Center support the whole family unit if and when mom has a partner?
Sure. So if the partner is wanting to be involved and mom wants the partner involved in services, we do provide family therapy and are able to go, you know, if she is in outpatient services, we can do on-site family therapy or in the home. We provide that community support for mom and make sure that the family is connected with all of those resources. But if her partner is also using, while we don't provide services for men, we do work with our partner agencies in the community to make sure that he can also get connected and move that whole family towards recovery.
Is there, and I honestly don't know the answer, is there a treatment facility that allows for, let's say, the whole family unit to sort of be under one roof while they're pursuing their recovery? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm asking? Does that exist?
Not that I am aware of. We don't have those services on site for men. I know there are services that are provided for women, you know, other C-STAR services for women and other C-STAR services for men under the same agency.
And C-STAR but as far as is what?
The Comprehensive Substance Treatment and Rehabilitation Services.
What the heck does that
mean? Absolutely. It means we provide that whole gamut of treatment for women with substance use disorders.
And so somebody might be listening thinking like, wow, that sounds so expensive. Mm-hmm. So how much does it cost the mom who needs to come and get your services?
Actually, the majority of our services are either funded through Department of Mental Health or through grant funding. So, you know, while we have a sliding fee scale, the majority of people that come into our services don't pay anything for what we provide.
Which is killer.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So you said prevention. Mm-hmm. So what does prevention work at Queen of Peace Center look like? Because you know me and you know that's kind of like, that's what I'm all about. So what does that really look like? And we typically just, you know, I mean, you are an agency that we refer to, mm-hmm. especially if we're working with a family where we know mom, you know, needs some extra support. Like, we refer to you all often. But then we also are in similar spaces mm-hmm. in the prevention realm, but we do very different things. So what does prevention look like at Queen of Peace Center?
So we have a couple of different pieces for prevention. One of them is for the children of the women that are enrolled in our services. So those kids would have access to the counseling, community support services, and family therapy, and working on some of those issues. But we do have another program that is called our Adolescent Resource Center that is actually a little bit different. It's funded through St. Louis County Children's Services Fund, mm-hmm. and we work with St. Louis.
Good plug for them, by the way, if you're listening. We love you.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And, you know, they are the main supporter of this program. We work with at-risk youth in St. Louis County that are at risk for substance use or behavioral health disorders in order to help prevent, them being in services as an adult with us. So we work with the St. Louis County jails. We work with some of the schools in the county to help prevent those children from
because ideally
services.
We want to be worked out of a job.
Yes,
right.
That would
like,
be amazing.
Like, we would love to be able to retire early. Mm-hmm. Like, I still want to be friends with you, but I would like to be able to sit on a beach with you somewhere and retire early because we've prevented our way out of the issues that we're dealing with now.
Absolutely, that would be amazing.
So you came from healthcare, mm-hmm. right? Like, you came from a hospital system. Has it always been moms and babies for you within that niche of healthcare, or is Queen of Peace sort of new for you?
So actually, it started out, I wasn't working in the hospital, but within the system, and was working with individuals with chronic and severe mental illness.
Huh.
And that was where my career had actually started for the most part. And in working with that, you know.
Too easy for you?
Well, you know.
I'm kidding. Yes, that sounds so hard.
Right. So, but it's interesting because when my career first started, there was still this big separation between substance use and behavioral health disorders.
Right.
And
it was like one or the other.
Right.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get treatment for your severe mental illness until you got your substance use disorder under control, as
we used to hear. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you also couldn't get substance use treatment until you were on medication for your severe mental illness. So we had all of these individuals who were just kind of in this limbo that really needed treatment from both. But it was really hard to bridge that gap sometimes. And then the field has really changed over the last several years. I'm not going to give a number there, but definitely
Understood. Changed.
And to the point where, you know, in my career, we started saying, oh, hey, guess what? You can actually have a substance use disorder and a severe mental illness, and they can be treated at the same time. And it doesn't actually matter which one came first.
Yeah.
And
like
that,
which precipitated which or which you get under control first. And that's the word co-occurring,
right?
Correct? Or the term co-occurring disorder?
Yes.
Okay.
And we, the agency where I was working, started a program for the co-occurring disorder. And I was interested in that and started learning more and more about substance use disorders and really how it's not a moral issue. It's not that you just need to quit and get over it, that it's actually, you know, it changes your brain when you start using. Mm-hmm. And really started piquing my interest, and I obtained my certification in substance use disorder and co-occurring disorders, actually, and started learning more and more about the field. And then when there was a position open with Queen of Peace Center as the clinical director, I met with the CEO at the time, who, as you said earlier, was absolutely dynamic and just knew that that was where I needed to be.
So since we're taking a trip down memory lane, and I don't think this is this is not supposed to be a gotcha question, and I hope it doesn't come off that way, but, you know, one thing that we hear now and that I believe to be true is that the way that society and the healthcare system treats moms who use opioids is very different than how in the past moms who used crack cocaine were treated. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of discussion about the inequities that occurred as a result of how those moms were treated, mm-hmm. And how the babies who were born to those moms were treated. You've been at Queen mm-hmm. of Peace Center for like 5-6-ish years, mm-hmm. so you're new enough to still be able to reflect back on that time, because you've also been around it long enough. I mean, is that something that you and your staff are like mindful of and thoughtful of? Like, are those conversations that you all have about, you know, are we treating every mom and every baby the same, no matter what substance and how they come to us? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that has to be top of mind for you all.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, just because a mom is using substances, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol. It doesn't matter if it's cocaine. It doesn't matter if it's heroin. She's here because she wants something better for herself and better for her child. Mm-hmm. And that is an amazing feat that she just even made it to our door in the first place. And treating our women with dignity, treating them with respect, and knowing that change is possible is what matters for us. And that, you know, if she came to us, she had belief and we had belief in her.
How do you deal with sometimes the family who are like, oh, this isn't going to work, or we've been mm-hmm. here before, or whatever? I mean, how does your staff reply in a compassionate, empathetic way that is understanding, like, yeah, okay. And sometimes it takes a few times.
Right. I think, you know, a lot of times our staff will help and help them understand the addiction model as best they can. You know, sometimes it is best for families to have boundaries and to just say, you know, there's only so much that I can do. But we also want to offer them those opportunities to say, okay, this is what addiction is. This is how it impacts the family. And here's some resources for you. If you're not ready to engage with her in family therapy, it might be best for you to also seek therapy on your own so you can handle what's going on and how this impacts you and your family.
I can totally see you having that conversation in that way. I love that about you. I love that about you. I think as a field, we're evolving, right? We're evolving right. to really, you know, the terms that we're using, the terms that we're not using, the places that we are, the places that we aren't. Like, I think that you have been, I think, a strong voice in treating every mom who walks in that door and every kiddo who walks in your doors, treating them with open arms and meeting them where they're at, mm-hmm. which is so critical to what it is that we're trying to do here, which is
right.
work ourselves out of a job. Like, that's it.
It'd be amazing.
Right? So speaking of work, you're a mom. You have
three
children.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, how do you do it all? And I know that's a joke because that doesn't exist. But what is it like running a very large treatment facility, having three children? I know you have a great partner who helps. Mm-hmm. What is that like? How do you do it all, Sharon? School me.
You know, I think what's most important are the people that you surround yourself with. You have to have people that you can trust, people that you can rely on, and realize that there is, you know, the whole work-life balance saying, I don't think, is real.
No, it's fake.
And there are times
when
there is one part of your life that is going to get more time and attention than others. And if there is something that is, you know, burning and needed over here, you're going to not pay as much attention over here, but then it's also going to balance out in the end. And having those people around you to support you and know that they have your back and that they also, you know, have a shoulder when you need it is the most crucial thing. And, you know, without the people that you're surrounded with, it's not possible, in my personal opinion.
Do your kids like come to work? Like, do they know what mommy does?
They do.
Like, are they part of it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of necessary, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They know what I do. They hear the word addiction. They learn a lot about, you know, addictive behaviors and, you know, things that I get eye rolls at sometimes. But they know, they understand. And I think that's important that we just start those conversations as early as possible.
So what's next for Queen of Peace Center? Like, is there like a cool new program that you're excited to tell folks about, or there's a new project, or what's next for you all? I mean, I know we're in the holiday season and right now there's needs that need to be met. Mm-hmm. Is there something else on the horizon that you're jazzed about?
So we are really, a year ago, we opened up the first recovery home for Queen of Peace Center. And a recovery home, if you're not familiar with that, is a safe, sober living environment for individuals with substance use disorders. And it is more of a family type feeling than just a regular apartment building or things along those lines. So
people have like group chores and there's group responsibilities mm-hmm. and things like that. Right.
They have meetings, house meetings, mm-hmm. and they're really accountable to each other and hold each other accountable for remaining in recovery. And we're really proud of our recovery home because we're the first one in the St. Louis area that not only is for women, but it's for women with children.
Snaps.
And yes.
So exciting.
Again, women can bring their children with them to the recovery home and stay there and have that safe, sober environment while they are working on their recovery and in looking for their long-term recovery.
So how many people are in the house now?
So we usually keep it around 12 women and their children. So we usually have about 3 or 4 children in the house.
Whoa. And so is it, do you have a goal of creating more of those
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
are you just,
yes.
That's
so that's
what I was
what
hoping
we're working
to
on.
Hear. Yeah. That's amazing. Yes. And that is it funded by DMH
and Department of Mental Health
mm-hmm. and individual funders as well.
Yes, correct. So we do a fundraiser every year to make sure that we have funds for individuals if they don't have any other funding source to remain in recovery housing when it's most appropriate for them.
I am so excited for that. It's something that has been needed for so long. And as someone who has referred some of my family to Queen of Peace Center so that the family unit could stay intact, I love the idea of creating that next option so that when they're really ready to sort of re-enter society and that there is that support system.
Yes.
So kudos to you.
Thank you.
I just love everything about you. And I love that I can pick up the phone or text you and say, "Ooh, what's going on? How
Let's
can I
chat?"
Yeah. Well, oh my goodness. Thank you so much for joining me today at The Preventable. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's always wonderful talking with you.
If you loved this conversation, if you want more of Sharon, more of Queen of Peace Center, please consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing to The Preventable. See you next time.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.